Welcome, family and friends, to Speaking in Relative Terms, our new family podcast for family and anyone who just wants to listen to good stories and a little bit of genealogy tips on how you can find and speak with your own family. So today I have a very special guest who's going to actually interview me. How about that? And this is my granddaughter, Lena Hayden. And hi, Lena.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Are you ready to be the hostess with the mostest?
Sure.
Sure? Okay. Well, so you have a whole list of questions here that you're going to ask me, and I'll tell some stories with that. And we'll just see how many questions we can get through.
That sounds good.
Okay. So where do you want to start today? What questions do you want to ask me?
The questions that I would like to ask you are about, like, family. Okay. Like, what is your full name? Why did your parents select this name for you? Did you have a nickname? Did you have a nickname as you were growing up? If you did, what was it and why did they call you that? Have you had other nicknames as an adult?
Well, that's a whole lot, huh?
Yeah. What do family members call you now? Were you named after somebody else?
Okay.
That's question number one.
That's question number one with a whole lot of questions in the middle of it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's kind of take this progressively. So my full name is Connie Dexter. And I have a middle name. It's Jean. So it would be Connie Jean Dexter Spicer is my married name. So my parents, I have no idea why my parents picked the name Connie. I was the first daughter born, and I guess they just liked the name. They didn't want me to be a Constance because they thought that would be a little too snooty, I guess. Mom didn't want me to be anything but a Connie. So I'm just a plain old Connie. For nicknames, I've had a few of them over the years. Most of them were pretty nice. When I was growing up, I didn't really have a nickname. Everybody just called me Connie. But when I got to be an adult, I sometimes call myself CJ, and some people call me CJ. So that's just easier, I guess. Still, my family calls me Connie, and I was not named for anybody in my family there. I'm the only one. I'm an original. Okay, so have you got a second question for me?
Yep. What is your earliest childhood memory?
Wow. Well, you know, I remember things from way back. I remember when I was not even 2 years old. And what I remember is, I remember going for Christmas time at my great-grandmother and great-grandfather's home. And their names were Ed and Josie Dexter. They were my dad's grandparents. And they were my dad's father's mom and dad. Okay? And we were there at their house visiting for Christmas time. So it was really, you know, fun. But I was a little tyke, and I didn't know what was going on. I just knew there was a lot of people that I thought were pretty cool. And so I remember where they had a big Christmas tree, and it was all bright and beautiful colors, and there were so many people around. And then my great-grandma brought out a special toy. It was a top. Now, back in those days, tops were they were made out of metal, and they had a little thing on the top that you pushed it down, and it would spin. So, it couldn't have been really big, really.
So, was this your first Christmas or your second Christmas?
That would have been actually my second Christmas, because I was about a year and a half, maybe. And okay. And this is the one that there's pictures of me on Facebook when I was that little.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
My next question is, what was your favorite thing to do for fun, movies, beach, etc.?
Okay, that was like growing up or currently? Now?
Most of the time.
Most of the time in general? Okay. I really love to sing karaoke.
Uh-huh.
I was in choir when I was in school, mm-hmm. from very young age. I've always been a singer. I've always enjoyed being a ham. I like to do solos in school. I really enjoy karaoke and performance because it's exciting to me to get a crowd excited about my singing. And I also, of course, enjoy my genealogy, studying my family history. Uh-huh. And I also enjoy a whole lot doing carving and engraving with my engraver system. So I've done wood, and I've done stone, and I've done glass, and I've even done eggs, like ostrich eggs and emu eggs. And that's kind of weird. So most people don't have that going on.
Mm-hmm. You would think that most people wouldn't do it because those are hard to find.
Yeah, they are kind of hard to find, yeah. Yeah, and I'll show you some of them when we get done here.
I think I would also like to see how you did the stone.
Cool. I can do that.
What school activities and sports did you participate in?
That's a good one. I was in track and field, mm-hmm. and I did shot put, and I did sprints. And the shot put, I was telling you a little while ago, that a shot put is like a steel ball, and it's really heavy. Yeah, it's like it would fit right in my hand, but it was big, like this. For people who can't see it, it's like about, I said maybe half the size of a bowling ball, but more mm-hmm. like about a quarter of the size of a bowling ball. Uh-huh. And so you would put it up to your cheek and your neck to get leverage, and then you would turn down, and then you would turn real fast, and then push it off as hard as you could. But you also want to keep it like almost level, so that it would go as far. If you went too high, it would just go up high and then would flop down. Yeah. So you wanted to get it so that it would go out as far as you could go.
And so you kind of push forward.
You would push forward with it, exactly.
Yeah, and you would just push up.
Right. You would push out, that's right. Yeah. So that's called putting the shot. Mm-hmm. And so I did okay on that, for considering I was just a little person. And I had a few wins, and then I had a lot more losses, because most of the time the girls that did the shot put were bigger girls. They were stronger and maybe a little heavier, huskier than I was, because mm-hmm. I was very little. I was not even maybe 100 pounds back then.
So you were probably like 4 or 5, maybe?
Oh, no. I was a teenager. I was 16, 15, 16, 17. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of what I did at school. What else was I in? Oh, you know what else? In sophomore year, I was on the Powder Puff football team. Now, Powder Puff football is a flag football, but it's done the all girls team. Okay. So this was a special thing that Wes Carrollton did every year, and it was the sophomore and junior team against the senior girls. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our team was the very first sophomore junior girls team to beat the senior class girls. Yay, go team! So that was, I think, 1976, maybe 75. I think it was 76, though. I would have been a sophomore in 76, yeah.
Do you want to say anything to your team? Like, thank you or something?
Well, you know what, girls? We did it. And I still remember. And, you know, we had some great girls on the team. Both the mm-hmm. seniors had a great team. And we had, it was just so much fun. It was more exhibition than anything else. We only did one game a year. And it was strictly an exhibition game. So it was just for fun, just to see how we all came together. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Subject in school was the easiest for you?
Always English. And I've always been writing and putting words together, mm-hmm. and poetry, mm-hmm. and writing stories, creating things I think people enjoy to read. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now that we're in the computer age, I love putting it together with videos and with photographs, so that we can make a video from it. I love doing social media memes. They're great. It's fun.
Have you ever made your own word before?
Have I made my own word?
Yes, like...
Like creating your own language, almost.
Yes.
Yes. Well, nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. If I was a fantasy writer, I probably would have to do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of fictional writers do that kind of thing. But no, I've stuck pretty much with traditional words.
Okay. So, what is your least favorite subject and why?
This is so embarrassing, but I really hate math.
Yeah, me too.
I really hate math. For those of you out there who enjoy mathematics, I'm sorry. It's not the math that bothers me. It's the, like, algebra.
Yeah.
It's the algebra. I don't make me do that stuff. I can't figure a line to save my... No, I can figure a line. I just can't. Areas, length times width times height. That's about,
I'm pretty good at length times width, but plus...
And I can do percentages great. But don't give me algebra. No, I'm not a formulaic kind of girl.
Yeah.
If I learn them one at a time, maybe I could do it.
Yeah.
But when you get into the order of process...
It's just not your thing.
It is not my thing at all, no.
Yeah.
So, no math. No algebra, anyway. No algebra.
Did your friends have special hangouts... Where you like to spend time?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. Yes. I kind of hung out with one person at a time, it seems like. Okay. I had a special friend at a time. I didn't like hang out with
a whole... What does special friends mean?
Well, I had several of them over the years. There was Julie Glass and Susan Barker and Sis Ferguson and so on. So, you know, it wasn't necessary. That was early on. That was elementary school. And then when I got into high school, there was different people too. Miss Elena Mayfield and Betty Dillo and, oh my goodness, who else? Girls, I'm so sorry. Missy Cheney.
Many others.
Many others, yeah. But they were like one at a time. I didn't like overwhelm myself with two or three people, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we used to do when I was in elementary was back behind my house, because so much of it was under construction, there wasn't a whole lot of housing built up there. I would ride my bike back to an area that was called Zengel Farms. And Mr. Zengel was around for a long time, and he had horses that he boarded. So we would ride our bicycles over to his pasture areas, which was behind the farm. And rest in peace, Mr. Zengel. We would go over and sneak rides on some of the horses there.
Mm-hmm.
We would drop our bikes off in one specific spot, and then we would get baling twine that was come off of a bale of hay. Mm-hmm. And we would, make a loop on the end of it. And then we would put it over the horse's nose and throw it over its head like it was reins. And then we would lead it over someplace, because I always had to have something to climb on. I was never tall enough to jump on a horse's back. And we would get on and have a ride.
Giddy up, horsies.
Yeah.
Describe yourself as a young adult.
As a young adult, I was very interested in, I was doing floor exercises, which is back then called acrobatics. And so I was very athletic. From age 13 on, I was very involved in it, and at one point had my own class that I would do. And it was cute having all those little girls come up to you and say, "Hey, Miss Connie. Teach me how to do this.
Teach me how to do this.
You know, it was just tumbling stuff, floor exercises. So I could do things like walk across a gymnasium floor on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I could stand on my head. I could do backflips and cartwheels, of course. And
most of the stuff I can't do.
Well, it's just because I only started when I was 13. I couldn't do them until I had some practice in. I learned how to do them. Took a lot of work.
Most people can do most of those things.
Well, it takes time, you know, and you have to have good instructors, too.
As a child, what would you want to be when you grow up?
Well, that's hard to say because I haven't really grown up.
Yeah.
Actually, I really wanted to be a veterinarian.
A veterinarian?
Yeah. But the problem is because I'm an emotional person, when I see my animals get sick, I feel very bad for them and I get very emotional. And I think you have to be able to effectively do a job like that while you love the animals and you can feel great compassion for them. I don't think you can let yourself become emotionally overwhelmed. And to me, I would be all the time overwhelmed at any animals that are lost because of cruelty or, you know, something like that. So instead, I opted for marketing.
Okay.
And marketing basically is a version of sales.
Yep.
It's how to advertise and how to kind of encourage people to make a purchase.
Yep. So. Were you ever given special awards for your studies or school activities?
I was on the honor roll 1 year. I probably would have been on it more. Except that my later years in school, I had some emotional issues. And I couldn't focus on studying the way I really needed to. It was not as important to me because survival was more important at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a scary time in my life.
So like hurricanes and stuff like that were happening?
No, it was more personal. I had a lot of problems. We all have problems from time to time. And I went through some very specific problems in my family and myself, and I don't want to really talk about it because it's too much of a serious thing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want my family to be hurt by it still.
Okay. So we'll skip the next question.
Okay.
Because it's talking about that.
Okay.
Question about it. Did you get good grades in school?
Most of the time I got pretty good grades. I had above average mentality. I just didn't have the best study habits.
Okay, so you got like B's.
I got a lot of B's. I got a few C's. Yeah. And occasionally I got some really good A's, solid A's, and especially like in English and things like that. Yeah.
Did you like school as a child?
Yeah, I did. I really liked school. The only reason I hesitated was because I was trying to decide whether I liked school more or if I liked playing on my bike more.
Okay. So, what did you usually wear to school? Describe it.
Okay. When I was in elementary school, we were not allowed to wear pants. Go ahead and laugh. Just let it out. Let it out. Come on. Get right in that microphone and laugh loud. Come on. Get it. Yeah, no, we were not allowed to wear pants.
Were you allowed to wear shorts?
No shorts. No, we had to wear dresses.
Oh, okay. Every day. That makes more sense.
We had to wear dresses, and we had to wear, like, knee socks.
That's a little pants.
In the wintertime, my backside would freeze, and I'm sure many other young ladies would say their legs were just icebergs. It was so cold, you know, and Ohio's very cold.
Yes, it's probably almost one of the coldest places here.
Oh, well, maybe not, but it just, you know, when you're 6 or 7 and 8 years old and 9 years old and you got to go outside at recess and it's blowing up your butt, it's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold, man.
Definitely.
So, yeah, no pants until I was in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in 7th grade, my mom made a lot of my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made pants for me that I could wear to school, dress slacks and shirts and things like that. It was very cool, yeah. Oh, I wore my first pair of jeans when I was, I think, a junior in high school.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't allowed before then. My folks wouldn't let me wear them before then.
How old were you when you started dating?
My daughter's going to probably kill me with this. Your mother's going to have my head. No, she probably won't. how old was I when I was allowed to date?
No, when you started dating.
See, we had a couple of dances in 7th and 8th grade that I went to, but not really like dating, but I still started seeing a boy when I was 13. His name was David Hartzell. And we kind of went out. I mean, he came over to our house a lot back then. And he was a nice boy. And we broke it off when he turned after I turned 14.
What exactly happened with you and him?
Well, we're just kids. We weren't really dating. It's not like we went out, you know? I mean, he came over to my mom and dad's house, and mm-hmm. we watched TV with my parents and things like that. You know, it wasn't like we were going outside running the streets or anything like that. Yeah. Didn't go to movies. I think I might have gone to one movie with him, Jeremiah Johnson starring Robert Redford. That was the only thing that I remember. Yeah, Robert Redford, Jeremiah Johnson. Wow. Long time ago. Whew.
Do you remember your first date? Could you tell me something about it?
My first official date, my first official date was probably with David Spicer, your grandpa, David. I was a junior at school, and he had already graduated from West Carrollton. He was 20, and I was 17. And I went to my junior-senior prom.
Okay.
And I asked him if he would go with me. And he said he would. Because he liked me. Imagine that, he liked me. And we have pictures that can be seen on my Facebook page. And we have other pictures, I think around here somewhere. He was driving his car, which was this gremlin. It's a silver gremlin. And it was one of the ugliest cars you'll ever want to see in your life. But it was a good car for getting us around back then. Yeah. And he drove it well. He had on a white tux with tails. And it was real fancy, and I had on a blue dress that I had worn to my brother and sister-in-law's wedding. And, boy, we thought we were hot crap back in the day, I tell you what. What about Mr. Joe Kintzer? He was my husband back in the day. We got married in 1982. And, of course, you know, David and I had been broken up for quite a while at that point. So David and I were doing separate things. In fact, by 1982, he was already married to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I met Joe through a mutual friend, and we started hanging out together, and then we started going out, and one day he asked me to marry him, and I said, I kind of like this guy, I think I will.
And then you had Miss Ann Rossetti.
Well, she was Ann Kintzer then.
Yep, and then she turned Ann.
But I also had other kids.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Paul and Aaron.
Yes, I had. Aaron was first. He was the oldest. Mm-hmm. And I had him in 1985. And then I had your mom, mm-hmm. Ann. And then I had Paul in 1989.
Why did you name them? Why did you name, like, Aaron? Why did you name him with an A and Ann with an A, but Paul starts with a P?
We didn't really start off to do it that way. It's mm-hmm. just the way it kind of went. I think with our first child, we wanted something that was a little bit different. And we both liked the name Aaron. It was, it seemed like it fit with the name Kinzer. Mm-hmm. And we gave him his dad's first name as his middle name. So he was Aaron Joseph Kinzer. And your mom, we like the name Anne Marie. Mm-hmm. So she got the whole thing. Boom, Anne Marie. And that's what we called her for many years, Anne Marie. And then apparently when she got big enough, she decided she didn't want to be Anne Marie. She wanted to be Anne. But she wasn't named after anybody, even though we have a lot of Anns in our family, in my family mm-hmm. especially. I just always loved the name Anne, and I loved it with an E on the end. Mm-hmm. I just always thought it was a really cool name. And my sister's name is Holly Ann, mm-hmm. but she doesn't have an E on the end of her name. So, if anything, she's named after my sister, but with an E. And then Paul was the, he was our surprise baby, and he wanted to stay in there. He didn't, the others were born naturally without any kind of drugs or anything, but Paul was so big that they had to go in and get him. So your mom came out really fast. She came out so fast she had a broken collarbone.
Really?
Yes, she did. Hmm. And then your Uncle Red, that's Aaron, when he was born, he decided he was going to wait. It was an ice storm in January, and I went into labor the night before, and we waited until the morning before we went to the hospital. And your grandpa was, by the time Aaron got ready to be born, I think your dad was, or your grandpa was ready to shoot both of us because we were just taking our time. And my dad wanted to be present during the birth. And so, which is not common, it was not real common back then. It was just starting to kind of come out that people wanted to have other people present when a child was born. At least in this particular decade and stuff. The men weren't shooed out of the labor or delivery rooms. So your great-granddad, my dad, Ron, came all the way across the state of Ohio in the middle of that ice storm to be there when your Uncle Red was born. And it took him about 6 hours to get here. And he made it at about 1:15, and Red was born at 1:43 in the afternoon. So he did it. He got there just in time. And then Polly, they had to go get him because he was almost 10 pounds. He was a big boy. And he just did not want to come out. So they induced labor, and then we had to have the cesarean delivery. Because mm-hmm. he was having some trouble in there. They had to go get him. So there you go. That's my big birth stories. Woo!
How long have you known David and Joe?
Actually, I've known David since I was about 13. Maybe, you know, see, David grew up on the same street that I did. Mm-hmm. And so I would see him on the school bus and not really know who he was. Yeah, you don't have to have that on. So it wasn't unusual to see him around, and I knew kind of who he was
and kind of
not. So when I was like 13 or 14, I would deliver those little advertiser door hangers that you would put on the door of people's houses, and it would say, you know, here's coupons and stuff like that. And little Miss Toenails going across the floor. So it would have all these little advertisements and stuff inside the bag, and then you would put it up on the door and hang it on the people's door. And so I was doing that, and I was coming up Marigold Hill, and there was this guy with his head underneath a Mustang working on this car. And apparently he caught sight of me coming, too. And
let me guess, Joe.
Nope, wrong one, David.
Because I know that Joe likes to work on stuff.
Yes, he definitely does like to work on the cars. In fact, he's probably working on one right now. He was talking about working on your mom's old car, the Volvo. So, yeah, I ran into David, and after that, we kind of, you know, he would come up to my mom and dad's house and swim and play cards. We did family cards night on Friday nights and Saturday mm-hmm. sometimes. So we did that. And so he would come and hang out with us once in a while. And that, so that kind of started things for us. Joe, I met him, like I said, through some friends. I was working at a publishing company downtown, and around the corner, the guy that I was actually dating at the time, his name was Rob. We were kind of not really, I mean, we weren't like involved dating. We were just fun dating because we were also singing together. He was a performer and we would write some music together and things like that. He was working at a place called Andrew Plocker Sons mm-hmm. and Joe was working at Andrew Plocker Sons. So I would go over there to see my friend that I was singing with. And I started making friends with all these other people that were working there. And we would just see each other and hang out together and things like that. And then, like I said, Joe and I started dating after a while. And there you go. We got married and had the kids. And life happened and we separated and went our own separate ways.
Okay. That's a big story.
It is a big story. Sorry.
Do you want to take five?
Yeah, let's take five right now. Okay. Yep.
See you soon.
All right.
Hello, welcome back.
All right, so we're going to ask some more questions now. We've had a little break.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any black sheep in the family?
Well, I've been called the black sheep from time to time. And my brother Doug's been called the black sheep from time to time. Because we were mischief makers. We burned up my bedroom one time when we were like, I was two and he was almost four.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was kind of scary. I have the newspaper article on it in our family history online at Ancestry.com.
Wow.
Yeah, my folks were pretty sad about that. But fortunately, nobody was hurt. It was just the bedroom was burned up pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got fixed and everything went back to normal pretty much.
Okay.
It's really scary, though, for my mom and dad.
How did you get to school? So, like, did you walk, take the bus, drive a car?
All of those things, actually, at one point or another. When I was in kindergarten, we lived in Dayton on a street called Newgate Avenue. And it was maybe a half a mile from the school, U.S. Grant School. And that's where I went to kindergarten. Both of my brothers were older, so they went to first grade and fourth grade. And we all walked together at that point to get to the school. Well, for first grade, we moved to West Carrollton. And when we moved to West Carrollton, then I had to take a bus to school. So I took a bus to school every day until probably I was 16 or 17. And then every once in a while I got to drive a car or I rode with a friend to school.
Mm-hmm. How many years of education have you completed?
I completed all of my schooling years in elementary school and middle school and high school. So I graduated from high school and then I took about a year of college, but I dropped out. And then I went back for classes every once in a while. And then I went to real estate school and I got, I completed my courses for my real estate license. I was tested and I was able to get my Ohio real estate license. So that kind of equated out to an associate degree back in the day. So you could call that an equivalency. Are you standing here doing the floss? She's dancing for me.
No, I'm bored. I'm antsy, okay?
She's bored. She's antsy. I think that's because the door is open. There's a breeze blowing and it's making you cold. That's what I think.
Okay, shut the door.
Okay. So any more questions you want to ask? I mean, we don't have to keep doing this if you don't want to.
Have you ever served in the military?
No.
Army?
No. I tried, though. I actually applied when I was 34 to join in the Air Force Reserves. but they wouldn't let me because it hadn't been that long since I had a kid and I had some extra weight and they wanted me to lose the weight. And so I said, well, I'll see if I can do it before my 35th birthday. Once you turn 35, at this point, they did not want to take you unless you had specialized training like nursing, any kind of medical background, IT work, things like that. Then, so they didn't take me.
Maybe it was because they didn't have any nurses.
They were always low on nurses, and we're still low on nurses today. It's just not something like doing veterinary work. I'm just not really going to get into that.
Describe your first job.
My first job was kind of a gross job because I was hired by my mom's beautician to clean her beauty shop. Now, imagine if you will, back then you could smoke inside of a beauty shop.
Seriously?
So what was in there was not just the hairspray and the goop that goes along with fixing people's hair up, but it was also cigarette smoke on everything and full ashtrays everywhere.
Really?
It was gross.
Ew, I bet it was.
It was really gross. I got paid $50 for every time I went in there to clean it up, and I had to do a really good job because I had to vacuum. I had to clean the floors. I had to mop. I had to.
How did your family celebrate holidays when you were a child?
Well, we most definitely had some traditions. We would set up our Christmas tree a couple of weeks ahead of time, and we would go down to. Usually, we would go down to the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, and they would have a Christmas tree lot down there. And we would make a whole day of it to go down to the Christmas tree lot and pick out the special tree. And when we picked out our tree, then we would take it back to the house and your great-granddad would set it up. My daddy would set it up. And then once he would set it up, then we would start trimming the tree with all the bulbs and the tinsel and our ornaments. We had special ornaments. And then that was just the start of it, because once you get the tree set up, then we would watch the Christmas presents start to appear underneath them. And, oh, we were always going crazy because we wanted to know what they were. So it was really hard not to, you know, grab them and open them. But my parents were really tricky because they only put out gifts to each other pretty much before Christmas. They didn't put out anything really for us to shake and mess with. Okay. So we either had to go sneaking into their rooms and try to find where they had them hidden, or we really had to actually wait for Christmas. That was really hard to do. We also went to either had a party at my mom and dad's house, my aunt's house, or my grandparents' house until they were too sick to have it anymore. Mm-hmm. So, or and they also moved to Florida when I was 13, so all that mostly happened before I was 13. And I was always amazed. Christmas time was in Ohio because it seems like it was always so freezing cold. And we would, you know, bundle up to go to my aunt's or uncle's or my grandparents' house for Christmas time. And then we would hang out with the family. We would eat a big supper. You know, we always took in our own dish. You know, and I don't mean like we took our plates. We took a dish that my mom had made, and we would take it. Everybody would bring their own dish as a carry-in, and then whoever was hosting it would usually get the meat and have the drinks there. So we would have a big party, and then everybody would get one present to open at the party. And it was usually a gift exchange thing we had going on there. So that was how we celebrated Christmas back in the day.
How about you ask me some questions?
How about I ask you some questions? Well, you hand me the questionnaires. All right. Okay. So I want to talk about, you have a very unique family. And the way your family is put together, right?
Yeah, but I don't know much.
You don't know much? Well, you know, that's okay. We can talk about what you do know and talk about what you don't know. And most folks that are listening to this will think that you're an only child, but you're not really an only child, are you?
Well, I don't have any brothers or sisters that live with me.
Right.
Or have the same last name.
Right.
I used to.
Well, they're still there.
Yeah.
They're just not with you in every day. Just go ahead and leave her. She's fine. You don't need to worry about the door or the dog or anything, okay? She's going to be in here. If we don't let her in, she's going to be just clawing at the door and crying. So, okay. So, let's talk about your situation, okay? Because you've got a really unique situation. You've grown up with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time with her.
Most of the time with her. And you visit with your other family now and then.
Yeah.
Did they get together very often?
No.
No? Do you get to see any of your brothers and sisters at all?
No, not really.
Not really? Not
unless
anymore.
We're having a party at one of their houses.
Yeah. And that hasn't happened in a while, has it?
I haven't seen them since 2017.
Since 2017. How does that make you feel?
A little sad.
Yeah.
But a little bit happy because, like, I'm kind of bittersweet. Like, I'm sad and happy at the same time.
Right.
And it's like, I'm kind of happy because they always annoy me sometimes. And I'm sad because I can't see them.
Okay, so who's your oldest brother?
Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest sister is Lexi.
Mm-hmm. And who's next? You have another brother, don't you?
Yeah, I have another sister, too.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn?
I think Brooklyn would be next. I'm not sure about Aaron. I don't know how old he is.
I think Aaron is actually second oldest. I think he's older than Alexa. Yeah, I think so. Lexi, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's...
Last time I saw him, he looked like he was younger than Lexi.
Yeah, well, you know, boys and girls grow differently.
Yeah.
So there's the five of you, and you don't get to see each other very often, but
when you get together,
it's okay, right?
Yeah. We ever see each other?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all right. There's all kinds of different families that make up the world. So that your dad is your biological dad is Sean Hayden, right?
Yes.
And your dad with your mom is Dustin Rossetti. And you're still, right now, you're still Hayden, right?
Yep.
Mostly
and a Rossetti.
Mostly a Rossetti. Well, there you go. That's the way it works sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, do you remember hearing anything about your grandparents, like me or your Grandpa Joe, talking about growing up at all? It's a tough question, isn't it? I mean, other than what I've really told you today, you don't know that much about me, right? And that's really kind of what these stories are about, why I'm telling you about them, because someday, even if you don't remember really all about this conversation, you could put on the podcast and listen to me tell you about it all over again and hear yourself asking me these questions.
Yeah.
And you'll go, oh, wow, I remember we talked about that. And I remember that this didn't get on there because the dog was squeaking her dang squeak toy.
Yes.
And we had to cut that part out.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Is there a chore that you really hate to do?
Yes. Dishes.
You hate doing dishes? I hated doing dishes, too. You don't have a dishwasher, do you?
Nope.
Just your own two?
Gotta do it by hand.
Gotta do it by hand. That's kind of awkward at this point in time. 2019, and you don't have a dishwasher in your house.
Yeah.
Well, my mom and dad were one of the first people to have a dishwasher in their home built into the under the cabinet. Okay? But they did, before they had that, they had one that we had to roll it out and plug it into the sink like this. It had a thing that screwed into the sink faucet. And then that would be the water that would come in there, and you'd have to plug it in separately into the wall. And then you would fill it up. And then you would wash the dishes, and then you would unload them and put them away, and then you would put the dishwasher away every night. So you can imagine that got to be kind of a pain in the butt real fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then we got a built-in one, and it wasn't so bad, but I still hated doing dishes. I hated it.
Me too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, more questions.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important invention of your lifetime so far?
Oh, this is tough.
Okay, well, let's look at it. Inventions are things that people have made to make their lives better. So what invention do you think makes your life easier? That you maybe something you use every day. And I apologize for the sounds outside. It is late April,
yes.
And we finally had enough rain. And it stopped long enough that everybody and their brother is out mowing their lawn. Do you think a computer's made your life easier? No? Oh, my goodness. How about a light? Do lights make your life easier?
Yeah.
How about cell phones? Do they make your life easier? No, they don't. Well, that's an interesting perspective. A lot of people might say that cell phones are the thing that's made their life the easiest.
It's not. It's really not.
It's really not.
Well, they think it is, but it's really not.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Why do you think that?
I think it's that because you don't need cell phones. You have other technology that you can use, like iPads, computers, TVs. You can look stuff up on many other things. You don't need another phone. You don't need another electronic, like a phone, computer, iPad, TV. You don't need those things. You don't need them to survive.
Well, that's true. But they come in handy when you're looking. Let's say you're out in the wilderness and you have a cell phone connection in the middle of nowhere, but you don't have an internet connection, okay? So you can't, you have to use your cell phone as your computer, but you don't have any way of knowing whether the berries on this tree are safe to eat or not. What would you do? I mean, you have to look it up, right? Wouldn't you want to know if the berries are poison or if they're going to be able to sustain you so that you can get away from being lost in the woods?
Well, if it comes to that, like that would ever happen, I suggest you bring a bag that has one electronic, no others, just one.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest something small like an iPad or a phone,
mm-hmm.
not a computer or a TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you couldn't really. You wouldn't want to be carrying that anyway.
I suggest like a snack or a food, some type of food,
mm-hmm.
a drink,
mm-hmm.
maybe like a toy or something to entertain you.
Well, you got that cell phone. You might be able to use the cell phone to entertain you. But you don't want to use that battery up because you're out there yeah. trying to survive. So you got to keep it off until you really need it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would also bring like a knife or something just in case like if you find a stick and there's like a ton of wolves nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to sharpen the stick the way if a wolf tries to attack you.
Yeah, you got a way to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. A knife or...
I'd be more worried about bears than wolves. Because wolves are really... They're pretty scared of people. Okay, so now we got that kind of out of the way. Let's see what else we got here. Do you remember having a favorite nursery rhyme or a bedtime story when you were growing up? Or what was it? And who read it to you?
It was probably Go, Dog, Go
mm-hmm.
by Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to read it to me most of the nights. If I felt a little antsy, I would pick a different book.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she sang me a song like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and many others.
Yeah.
But Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star is the one that she mostly sang to me. Okay. Just so you know, I'm not crying.
No, you're doing good.
My voice is like this, so people think I'm crying.
Well, it's hard right now with your mom and dad being away, right?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of make you feel sad sometimes. Why don't you tell everybody why you're staying with us?
My parents are on a cruise.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, huh?
Not really.
And
finally get some time to like relax. Netflix.
You had time away from mom and dad,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and actually get attention.
You're getting some real attention?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My parents never give me attention. They always pay attention to the dog. The ones around the house.
Oh, dear. Oh my, here comes the rage. Woohoo.
He's pretty stupid.
What, the dog's pretty stupid?
Yeah. Well, literally, he is.
You know, unfortunately, dogs and cats and, you know, other pets, they can't really take care of themselves very well,
yeah.
So they kind of need us to keep them amused as much as we have to keep ourselves amused. Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Okay, can I ask you a hard question?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah? What's the saddest thing that you can think of that you remember in your life?
Probably when my family members die.
Yeah. Anyone in particular that you want to talk about?
My pop-up.
Yeah?
I had just met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. And who is your pop-pop? Let's talk about that for a second. He's Dustin, your dad's grandfather?
Grandpa.
Uh-huh. Mm. And you guys made a special trip to see him, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you went all the way to New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you met your pop-pop, and then what happened?
Well, we started out going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a trip to one of the Chinese chicken places. Me and him, we...
You got to know each other? You got to talking to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking's really important to get to know other people and who they are in their hearts, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't reveal themselves very much. It's hard. So you got to talk to your pop-pop and you got to get a little acquainted with him and he passed away?
Yeah, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We were out at the mall with my dad's sister.
And so you were at the mall?
Yeah.
And that's when the news came in?
Well, we didn't hear about it until we came back. We didn't see him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We asked my other pop-pop where he was, which is my dad's dad. He said that he had a heart attack or something, fell or something, his head.
Okay, so you were at the mall.
Yeah, we
and
came back.
You went back to
your pop-pop's house.
Home, and they said that he had had a heart attack.
Yeah,
and then he fell.
Like he couldn't breathe or something,
mm-hmm.
and then he fell, his head passed out or something, and mm-hmm. like it started bleeding, and he didn't wake up for like 15 hours
mm-hmm.
or something. Because we were gone for a long time. We were gone for like a whole entire day.
Right.
We came back at like 12 o'clock at night.
So, anyway, when your dad heard the news, it probably made him really sad, huh?
Yeah.
It made you sad, too.
Well, he was there when it happened, so he saw the whole entire thing.
Oh, gosh, that would have been so scary.
Yeah, he caught it on video, too.
What? Oh, my goodness.
And then, once the funeral happened, he deleted the video.
I can imagine. That would have been so frightening. And then so sad. I would not have wanted to keep that video either, because it's, you know, he's a special person in your life. That's not what you want to remember, is what wound up taking their life. That would be very sad.
Yes.
Okay.
Those of you that are listening.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a part of life that, unfortunately, as we get older, sometimes our bodies don't do what we want them to do, and eventually we are all going to pass from this life, so...
Yeah. And eventually we're not going to be here, and we're all going to be disintegrated.
Ashes to ashes, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be 9 next month.
Yes.
What I want to know is, right now, before you ever have children or grandchildren, if you had to give them any advice, what would that advice be?
Okay. Never do something that you're not told to do.
When
they start going to school, I'm going to tell them, like, be nice. And if anybody's lonely and doesn't have anything to do, like, doesn't have anybody to play with, I want you to go stand up and make them feel happy and play with them.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
Pretty much it
for right now.
Don't set a house on fire.
Don't.
No setting houses on fire.
No bad. Setting houses on fire. Bad. Don't do what I did.
Exactly. Don't set your room on fire, kids. And adults.
Yeah, and adults. There's some people that are bad that would do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Describe for the listeners your physical description right now, today. How would you describe yourself? How tall are you?
Four foot, I think.
Stand up. Let me see.
Jesus.
So I'm just under 5 foot tall.
4 foot, maybe. Four and a half.
I would say you're about 3'10", maybe.
3'10"?
Yeah, you're not 4 feet tall yet. You're close. You're not 4 feet tall yet. Baby girl, I'm only 4 feet 11.
You cute.
Yeah, I'm a little short person. Okay, and what color eyes do you have?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, people want to know what color eyes you have.
That's so simple.
Look, Grandpa David brought in the measuring tape.
By the way, they're
perfect. Here, let me hold that. Okay. See how Grandpa David is? He hears us talking in here. He's got to find out. How tall is she, Grandpa David?
4 foot.
She's 4 foot tall. Okay, well, there you go. She's 4 foot tall. And I'm a liar. I'm a big fat liar.
Ha, see? Prove that I'm not
Thanks,
four
David.
Feet tall.
That was good. All right, eye color.
Blue.
Glasses or no? You wear glasses or no glasses?
I do wear glasses and they're purple.
And they're purple. And what color is your hair?
Dirty brown.
It's not dirty brown. It's maybe a
dirty
dark
blonde. Maybe.
It's a dark blonde. Yes, I would say your hair is dark blonde.
Maybe brownish. Yeah. I bet it's going to turn brown when I get older.
When you're out in the sun, your hair is going to be blonde as your mother's. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Your hair is just like your mother's when she was your age. Exactly like your mother's hair when she was your age.
Not exactly like my mother's when I was there.
What do you do for exercise?
Riding my bike.
Okay, I'm glad you ride your bike. Where do you ride it? Around your street?
Up and down the street.
Yeah, you don't have woods where you live, so you can't really like go riding back in the woods on the paths and stuff, can you?
Talk?
Okay. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
No.
Nobody's ever stolen any from you?
Yes.
Yes. And you have been a victim of crime.
Yeah, but it was like, I gave them something and they never gave it back to me and they said that they were going to keep it forever.
Well, that wasn't very nice of them, was it? And you know what that's called, right?
Stealing.
Exactly. That's called stealing. So they're not a very nice person, and you don't need to play with people like that, do you?
Boop.
And next time somebody does that to you, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You go to an adult and say, hey, this ain't right. You say, this ain't right, Fluffy. This person took my stuff and says they're not giving it back.
Did you say Fluffy?
No, I did. I said, this ain't right, Fluffy.
Did you say Fluffy?
That goes back to an old Bill Engvall comedy routine. You're going to have to find it by listening to Bill Engvall's comedy routines. So there you go. He's one of my favorite comics. He's a good guy.
Hey, Fluffy, let's go get drunk.
No, Fluffy's getting drunk. Have you ever been in a serious accident, like in a car wreck?
No.
Thank heavens. I would freak out if I found out.
Correct!
Okay, do you have a favorite style of music?
Jazz.
You like jazz? Really? What are your favorite musical instruments?
A piano and drums and a guitar. Mostly violin. It's my favorite.
A violin?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a favorite musical group or singer?
I have a favorite band.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. The girl is into classic prog rock. Dudes, do we bring them up right here or what? Do you have a favorite song? It's a lot of music. You can't have just like one favorite. I don't know how people do that.
Probably Bad at Love.
Bad at Love. Who does that song? Mm-hmm. I'm bad at love. Is that the one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song too. We can only do it like this because it's called copyright infringement. We cannot do the whole song for you, sorry. We might be able to do bits and pieces so that you know which songs we're referring
to. Probably.
Oh, seriously. Do you have a favorite movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
If I'd have known that, we'd have been playing those all along because we got all those.
And
Jurassic World, yeah, like all of them. I like the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World ones too. Those are pretty cool. How many children do you want to have? Or do you want to have children?
One kid?
Maybe two.
If I feel antsy.
If you feel antsy. You know, I always...
Enough, but two? Maybe five.
Two wasn't bad. Three wasn't even bad for me. I liked having all my...
400 is so bad.
You'd be hard-pressed to be the mom to have 400 kids. The body just won't take much more than just, you know, a dozen or so. Before
not
we start, we women start falling apart.
I'm having one or two kids, but that's
it. All right. I'm looking at some of these questions. And, of course, the questions that I have here were created mostly for interviewing adults. And so it's kind of interesting. Lena, do you know if you were ever mentioned in a newspaper?
I don't think so.
Well, I happen to know that you're wrong. You have been mentioned in a newspaper at least once. And that's about your birth. They may not have put your name in there, but they would put like Ann Kinzer, and they would put daughter on the birth notices. And that's the very first time you get noticed when you're born, after you're born. This birth notice is in a newspaper.
If anybody knows me, be quiet. Don't spoil me.
Don't spoil you. What do you know about your family surname? Your surname is your last name.
Nothing.
Did you know that in my family line, there are Haydens many generations back?
Seriously.
So at some point in my family tree,
I was related to you.
We might be connected. Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? I could be your grandmother and your cousin. If you can't imagine the look on her face right now. This is really funny.
Seriously.
All right, young lady, let me ask a question. What is a typical family dinner?
Ooh, spaghetti.
Spaghetti? And do you guys all sit down together to eat it?
Sometimes. Not most of the time. Usually have to sit at a stinking table all by myself.
Well, that's not much fun. But you know... for those of you, again, who are listening, Elena's mom and dad work different, very different shifts.
Yes, they do. One works at night and then goes back to work in the daytime.
Yeah. Yes, your mom goes to work in the mornings.
Uh-huh. My dad goes to work at night.
And he goes to work at night. And it's tough.
Pretty much.
It's a tough situation.
My dad gets back at night.
Yeah, he leaves before you come home from school, though, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So he leaves about the time you leave for school. He's got to be on his way to work. But then your mom's usually home within a few minutes after you get home? Or she picks you up at school?
Most of the time, I most of the time I have to wait sometimes. Mm-hmm. Recently, she's been picking me mm-hmm. because she's been getting up at 3.
Yeah. How did your family, your mom and your dad, how did they celebrate birthdays and how do they celebrate your birthday? What do they do for you?
Most of the time, they'll like take me somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like one person will come with me, one person will stay home. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, mom stays home and dad takes me out.
Mm-hmm.
And while mom is getting everything set and ready, we are usually doing something pretty fun, like watching a movie or...
Do you want to try changing me microphones? Yeah? Okay, we're going to switch microphones here for just a second.
I can hear my voice.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite childhood heroes?
Probably mom, grandpa. That's pretty much it.
Yeah?
You're probably my last, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably my second.
Have you ever had anybody have to save your life?
Yes, I've drowned before, like twice, maybe 3 times.
How did that happen?
Well, the first time I drowned, I was going down a water slide, and then I went down it, and then I couldn't get back up because it was too deep. Mm. I was like 3 or 4. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been really scary.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Jellyfish.
You almost got stung by a jellyfish. That would have been scary, too.
Yeah.
Not to mention painful.
Right next to me was a jellyfish. It was, like, that close to me.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want that to happen because you know what happens when they sting you? It itches really bad. Some of them are really bad, and they can make you very sick, so you don't want to get stung by them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Luckily, my brother saved me.
Which brother?
Pretty sure. I don't know.
All right, let's talk about pets. She's making a face at me now.
Do we have to go there?
Okay, no, we don't have to go there. She doesn't want to talk about her rush.
Yeah, because he's so annoying.
But he loves you.
No, he doesn't.
No?
He annoys me. He just does this. That's all I hear every single day.
You know why that is? Because he needs exercise. He needs to be run with.
Yeah, he's a little chubby.
If someone gave you $100 and told you that you had to give it away, but you could not give it to your family members, what would you do with it?
Probably take it to like a hospital where kids don't have much. Kids need money, right? They need money for when they're older, so I would give it to kids, that way they could spend it.
I think that's an awesome idea.
Maybe some to the Dayton Children's Hospital.
What was your favorite toy, and why?
Well, I have this favorite toy that recently, this Christmas, just got torn by my least favorite dog. I sleep with it every night. It's a stuffed animal. And I don't want to say what it is.
You don't want to say what kind of a stuffed animal it was?
It's a pink bunny that I've had since I was like, maybe like 3.
There's nothing wrong with you sleeping with a pink bunny and being annoyed that your dog jumped on it.
No, he like literally bit its face off.
Ugh, bad, Roshi.
And it was the one that you fixed.
Mm.
You fixed its eye. And he torn it up.
That's what dogs do, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was my favorite toy.
Yep. It was your favorite toy. It's okay. It'll be all right. Let me ask a couple more questions.
Yes.
Do you know when and where your mother was born?
I know.
Do you know when her birthday is?
Yes. December 19th, 1986.
That's correct. Ding, 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 yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Pretty sure she was born in Kettering.
Wrong.
But she said that. She said that she was born in Kettering. Somewhere in Kettering.
She was actually born at Miami Valley Hospital that was in Dayton.
She a cheater.
How about your dad? Do you know where he was born? What's his birthday?
March 25th, something, 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 something.
Well, I think he was born a little after your mom, so probably 1987. They're like 4 months apart.
Okay.
If I remember right.
I don't know.
So she was born in December, the last month of 1986. He was born in March of 1987. Right? That's only four months. Yeah, that's not too bad. Okay.
Three more questions. Then break. Hi, Tiki's mom. She's sleeping.
Can you tell me a story about your mom that's tellable and not bad?
Not really. I don't really know much about my mom.
You don't?
No.
Well, we're going to have her on a podcast so that we can learn more about her. What do you think?
No.
No?
Never.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can tell you a lot about your mother. Do you have questions about her that you want me to answer for you?
No.
I know that your mom loves you very much. What kind of a person is your grandmother? What does she look like? How many kids did she have?
She had three kids. What was the first
question? What kind of a person is your grandmother?
She is a singer. I think she would be a great singer. Mm. She does karaoke.
Mm-hmm. She does goofy things like podcasts?
Yes. And she's doing one with me right now, so I know some things about her. What was the other question? What does she look like?
Yeah, what does she look like?
Well,
she's goofy looking. She has a big nose. She has long hair. She's kind of chubby. She has green eyes, and she wears glasses, right?
Yeah.
She's short.
Yes.
Well, she's short for a normal-sized adult person.
Well.
She's not short for you yet.
She's not short for a grandma.
You rock, kiddo. You rock. Thanks.
And she's got a dog named Gizzy.
I do. I have a dog
named Gizmo,
the goofy butt.
And she was squeaking her toy earlier.
Hey, do you have a favorite dessert?
Yes. Brownies.
Brownies? What kind of brownies?
Any type of brownies, as long as it doesn't have coconut in it.
Oh, there you go. That's a good thing to know.
I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I don't care for coconut either. It's kind of grassy.
Yeah.
And like sticks in my teeth and you're chewing on it and it's like, yeah, no, I'm not a coconut person, gang. What things do you think the world would be better off without?
Oh, they would probably be better off without.
Cockroaches? Mosquitoes?
No.
Mean people?
No.
Okay.
Like a thing. I think they would be better off without, they would be better off without drawings. Like, you don't need to draw to survive. You don't need to craft either.
I don't know about that. That's a big part of life, is being able to entertain yourself.
You got phones, you got computers.
If there was no phones and no computers and no electronics, and we couldn't do things like this podcast, what would you do? How would you entertain yourself?
Get a guitar and play some music.
Well, that's good, but you know that's not a necessity for survival.
I know.
But you still got to keep yourselves busy, otherwise you get bored, right?
Yep.
So arts and crafts, that's important to a lot of people because it kind of keeps them occupied, keeps them from getting into trouble. Just like exercise keeps some people from getting into trouble, and reading books and learning keeps
people. Reading books, that does entertain me and keeps me my time good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for people who invented books.
There's a lot of people.
And thank you, librarians.
You rock. Hello, all my cousins that are librarians.
Thank you, and a million thank yous.
What is the most beautiful place you have ever visited? Did you ever go someplace and go, wow, this place is amazing?
Yes. This might be a little bit weird for some of you.
But?
It's, well, it may not be weird because it's the ocean. Mm-hmm. I like to experience, like, dolphins and stuff like that.
The ocean is a beautiful place to go, yeah. I can understand you're enjoying that and thinking it's beautiful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is that enough for today, you think?
Let's do one more question. Okay, so while she's thinking, maybe if you need any questions about, like, anything that you might think, like...
Also, if our listeners have any questions or if they'd like to tell their stories, they can. How can they contact us so they can be on our podcast? That's probably a good thing to know,
yes,
right?
Yes, like okay. They can call us.
Okay. Well, I don't have a specific phone number for our podcast, but you can always email me at or contact me on the Facebook page, Speaking in Relative Terms. Mm-hmm. And then what I want you to tell me is a real quick story about what you want to talk about and why you think it's going to be important, relatively speaking, about family.
Or about anything else that my nice Grammy has talked about over the year that she's been podcasting.
I really want to know what people are thinking and doing in our family and what they've been doing in their lifetimes.
Yes.
And what they want to share with their family's members too.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Oh, how about this? We'll go back to some simple stuff. What is your favorite subject in school and why?
My favorite subject in school is music.
Yeah?
Because music is relaxing to me. It's like doing something that you actually want to do. Like, when you don't want to do something, like, say you didn't want to do, like, technology, and it was technology day, but the teacher says you could play any game you want. Mm-hmm. You could want a game like Art Sonia or Sketch of School or something like that on an art game or a music game. You can do it.
I never even heard of those games. Wasn't that wild?
GarageBand. Yeah, I like GarageBand.
You like GarageBand?
Yes.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Thank you to those people who created games like those.
They're different. They got a lot of developers out there who are creating new and more online games for kids and adults to play. The only problem is it kind of takes up a lot of time that you might use for taking care of your home and your family.
Yes.
So it's kind of important to get a good balance, right?
Yes.
All right. I think on that note, we're going to need to go ahead and call the podcast for the day.
Yep.
And we'll put this up later on. I'll do a couple few edits on it. In the meantime, thank you all for listening to our podcast today with my special interviewer and guest, Lena Hayden Rossetti, best granddaughter in the whole world, and a quality interviewer, if I do say so myself. Come back and join us again soon for more Speaking in Relative Terms, and have a great day.
Yes.
Join us on our Facebook page, Speaking in Relative Terms. You can contact me there, and we'll see about getting you on our podcast.
Yes.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.